I'm William Sanderson, and I play E.B. Farnham.
I'm Kim Dickens, and I play Joni Stubbs.
I'm Dayton Callie, and I play Charlie Utter. You see how they skipped over my name there?
I blinked. I didn't see it.
No, because it ain't there.
It's really a beautiful opening, but I'm going to change my name so that...
You move up from the standings?
Yeah, I'm going to change it to Anderson.
I didn't get up there till episode 12. Do you notice that?
See?
Why?
I don't know.
You need to call your agents.
I do. I got to talk to somebody. See, look at that. Now they moved me.
Aww.
Yeah. I mean, there's dead people up there still.
Do you think David Milch's love for horses has something to do with this gorgeous...
Not according to him.
Really?
Yeah, he said he doesn't have a clue why this fucking horse is running through town.
Everybody wants to know that, don't they?
Yeah. That's what David does, too.
You've been to the track with him, right? If you have any gossip, let me know.
Yeah. No, I don't. Who directed it?
Michael.
Almereda.
Right.
Almereda? That's how you say it.
It's controversial, his pronunciation.
Very bright. He's worked with Sam Shepard and Sean Penn, so he must be tough.
He was great.
He worked with Kim Dickens.
He was fun.
Did you know this fucking walkway connected us?
No, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
It took three episodes before I figured out. Because I'm saying, how the fuck does he get across the street?
Oh, to Merrick?
I didn't realize they moved.
Next door?
Moved it.
To my handling of Yankton's notice on the claims.
Posting rather than publishing.
The camp's a great actor.
A lovely woman. Jeffrey?
I think Merrick is my favorite character.
Oh, well. Every time you turn the TV on, he's in another movie, you know.
Didn't even trouble when confronted to deny it.
Ian's not bad.
No.
Why ain't you up and running again?
I'm in despair. The physical damage is repairable, but the psychic wound may be permanent.
Are we in this fucking thing?
No, we're not in
this. Are we in this episode?
This is where, I think he's where he gives him the smack, right?
Well, do you want to fast forward to you? I can tell you, you have a great scene coming up.
Mm. Ow!
Stop it, Al. Well, I'm in pain, but no, I'm obviously not dead.
But obviously you didn't fucking die when the dog slapped you.
No.
So, including last night, that's three fucking damage incidents that didn't kill you. Pain or damage don't end the world. Or despair or fucking beatings.
Ooh.
The world ends when you're dead.
It's just the whole theme, isn't it? The whole series.
More punishment
in store. I worked for 2 years before I worked with Al.
Like a man.
Really?
Yeah.
And give some back.
We said like two words to each other.
Yeah, I'm always just like looking at him from the thoroughfare and stuff up at the...
You know what? Huh? I play a sniveling suck-up, but don't you think they both make us better actors when we're in the scene with
Totally,
them?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Look at that.
There he is.
God damn, I'll run that horse.
Deadwood's matinee idol.
I was just praying to God I wouldn't fall off that fucking thing.
You look comfortable.
I was going to see you, wasn't it?
You were. You're coming to see me. We cut out that scene. You came in to try to get me to talk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You gave me some whiskey.
Yeah. That was a good scene.
Philip Moon. He's a guest who said hello to me. Called me by my name. I'll never forget it.
He did?
Yes, sir.
He did?
Yeah.
He knew you.
Well,
everybody
called me
you,
by
Bill.
My name.
Everybody knows
I'm
you,
still figuring out why I'm here. Who fell out?
There she is. There she is.
The EB gets left out all the time.
Sure. 100 extras in the wrap, you'll hurt my feelings not to take.
You gave him an extra.
I gave him an extra 100, looks like.
What?
He's a nice man.
Nick.
Nick is great. He was a background actor and now he has a part now.
Yeah, he's fun to work with.
What are you fucking tipping your head at?
Like one human being to another.
Glorified fucking monkey.
Fellini is.
It's a hard show.
Damon Runyon. Charles Dickens. When I see those two guys.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Stubbs. He's looking at you.
Is that your place?
Yes.
Damn
it. It's just me left.
I see.
This the morning after all...
All everybody got killed?
All the murders and Charlie those girls? Took the girls out of town.
Oh.
I'm asking after my friend Maddie.
And you always have such beautiful that you costumes. Sent to work are they as comfortable as they look?
Oh, they're so comfortable. Like velvet and 102 degrees.
Janie Bryant.
Janie Bryant is the one still alive.
I'd be curious what happened to the other three.
They're sent away, Si. Never to return or be a problem. As I won't be either. To you or what?
Look, you don't like looking at yourself?
No, I'm just, it's fine.
Yeah.
When you were at Vanderbilt University, did you envision playing a beautiful madam in the Old West?
No, I did not. I did go to Vanderbilt University.
You did?
Yeah. Nashville, Tennessee, but I did not envision that.
Wow.
All right.
What are you looking at? What are you looking at over there?
Spacing out.
I can hear her
foreshadowing
thoughts.
To my trance that comes later.
Oh.
I'd be thinking too of a villain like that.
I know, I'm awfully close to him.
I had a question, Dave.
Serial killer.
Does it take more... Is it cowardly to kill yourself, or is it brave? I'm not being facetious.
You know, I don't know either, yeah. I thought about that. I thought, well, that's an easy way out.
I love this actor. Mm-hmm. What a compliment that David brings him back to play a different character.
I know.
I kept saying, is that...
Morning, Al.
Damn,
Quest
that,
of the Widow Gary, is he, B.
What?
Is he fucking Jack McCall?
What? Today?
Uh-oh.
This is where David Milch told me to try to walk like him, and I didn't get the walk.
I'll aim for early afternoon.
Stop walking with me, E.B.
Yes, of course.
Oh, this is stroke, right?
And if she prizes huh?
The after effects of his stroke or
something? Yeah. He's exercising.
Tell her I wouldn't say.
He's dispatching me to see the widow.
And if she asks me why you wouldn't?
Say you're a pain in my ball. The cat desists from inquiry till told to shut his fucking mouth and act on the task he was asked to fucking do.
We have a love-hate relationship.
You do.
You do.
Thank you.
I think you love, he hates.
Yeah.
Exactly. I didn't want to say it. Better for you to say it.
Oh. Why are you working on your boot?
I was doing. I was putting the boot in. We did the whole scene with the boot
with
on
the
my
sock
hand.
Foot.
And David goes, the boot, lose the
fucking
boot.
And this scene has humanity. They can't say we don't have humanity. You know, yeah. Keith Carradine said that you were the conscience of the camp.
Somebody.
The way this scene ends is terrific.
Yeah, He's just the heart.
See, David made me get rid of the boot. Yeah. I did the whole first time I put the boot around your back.
and you are so different from the last scene with Powers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think I was feared my daddy and I did. Losing it here.
My sisters, too.
It was very poignant.
It was cool. It was
learning to speak, really. I think what's significant, right, is that her girl she brought. That's like the first time that my character would ever talk to somebody, you know, under sort of under rule by Cy for all those years.
If they was ever born or lived or got killed.
And it was Cy Tolliver killer.
I'm trying to say, what the fuck?
You know, dummy.
That works for George Hurst.
What?
I don't know that. I'm not a man.
I believe I know Walcott to look at.
It's a secret, Charlie. It's only between us.
God, what a mug. Jesus Christ. No wonder they
you can tell
shoot over my back a lot.
It's compelling when we get quiet.
I'm different. Don't ever walk past me.
Charlie, yeah, now we're friends.
You know, we went from a man's man in the first season, this is my opinion, and to a ladies' man.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. So,
yeah, yeah, there you
I'm
go.
A hero. It's a,
there he goes.
Keith Carradine said it best.
Can't wait to get away from
you. No. Great character.
What's been your approach? Cost, primarily. Inexpensiveness.
The dime.
I'd go with the strangeness, boy. Take it head on. Turn it to your fucking advantage.
He's the devil, isn't he?
Larry Cedar and Peter Jason.
A China woman snatches no peer. In all nature, the python is its
Peter
own.
Peter got the fucking Dickens thing going on, don't he?
Yeah, yeah. He's got 11 movies with Walter Hill. And, you know, I'm trying to get in both of them next movie, but Larry Cedar has a new one coming out with Ben Affleck and Adrian Brody.
Oh, this was fucking weird. David.
Here we go.
Great team. Yes.
Oh, God.
Was it fun?
It was. Actually, David's direction was fun.
What? How did he direct it?
Start doing things physically. Telling me how to do something, approach something.
Yeah, he acts it out sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
She sniffs
yeah.
at the tang of freshness in the kidneys.
Mr. Farmer. I love your relationship with Alma Garrett, Billy.
Oh, yeah. She is. I once told her she had a perfect figure, a lovely voice, and great dignity, and she looked at me like I was, I don't know what. But.
He told her that personally? Or
yeah,
in character,
well, as
character.
He be or me, I don't know. I get it mixed up. But
either way, she didn't take it well.
For some reason, some Thomas other people said they liked our scenes. Maybe they like to see me patronized. How about Bree? Isn't she beautiful?
Is Tim still on the show?
I'm glad to be leaving your company.
What do you mean?
I haven't seen him.
He's coming. He'll
is
come
he,
up. Yeah.
He? I think it's fucking Oliphant was left out. It should be instead of EB.
No comment.
Well, I mean, actually, I don't miss him. Tell you the truth.
That's twice you fucking stared at me.
Tell you the truth.
I feel you breathing on my neck. Should I exhale out my ass?
And
I
believe you're doing that's it one of my favorite lines.
That's a good one.
I believe you're a fucking cunt.
Harsh language.
Cold.
Oh, Charlie.
It won't be a casual matter. Oh, I see you got your big fucking knife there.
Oops.
And hit somewhere on your persons, you probably got some pussified shooting.
Pussified's
like
a good word.
Good
I like to work that in the conversation.
Fucking cunt. And I doubt you fought many men. Maybe even one.
Uh-oh. Did you ever grab somebody's ear?
That the actually, fight, the fight's really realistic, dude.
Well, you know,
sometimes it
hurt.
Were you sore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can usually see punches that missed or kicks, and I couldn't find one.
No, my hands were so fucking sore after, yeah. for the next yeah. day.
I can imagine.
Garrett was sore.
I know.
No, actually, Garrett, he's got like metal on him. You know? He's got a flak jacket on.
Oh.
I'm punching the shit out of fucking metal.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh,
that.
You could hurt yourself. Oh, yeah,
yeah. Because I mean, I said this don't, you know, it didn't hurt.
Yeah.
And we made sure. He said, "Man, you can hardly feel it."
Wow.
But my fucking hands are all. Oh, here's Tim.
There he is.
Here's Tim. Look at. Ow. Get your joint. See, I had to let him drag me away.
He's protecting you. Know, you
I could tell.
Tim,
I could tell.
Please, you use a little fucking. Can you?
You have to fight your anarchy and your savageness.
Yeah, Garrett was wonderful doing that. I mean, it was.
Yeah.
2:00. You know, we just went for it. You know.
Yeah.
And it was.
Amongst who?
It's controlled chaos.
And that fella you were sitting with downstairs.
Sean that's Bridges. He's another very bright actor who plays dumber.
He's great.
You know?
Yeah.
Accidentally stepped on Utter's foot. If Utter's got corns, that might could have touched it off.
Tolliver wants to see me.
Should I bring him up?
And there's our man Dan.
I got to give Sean a plug. He just had his third child. He's got to work, he told me, for the next 18 years.
Yeah, forever.
I was talking to someone hid in the wagon bed.
You connect that with the beating in the thoroughfare?
Sooner than on Utter's corns.
I will station myself downstairs as an observer.
E.B., you're kind of the best dressed in Deadwood.
Yeah,
he's spiffy.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you're not as good looking, you have to dress nicer.
Well, that's my thing.
Take your fucking hands off me, and I'll take it fucking easy.
Look, I said, Tim, please.
Don't fucking
can't you use a lube?
I'm taking them off.
Look at him. He's a cunt.
John Hooks.
Oh, they didn't record that, did they?
Please. Don't go back outside.
I'd have just smacked the shit out of him.
Why didn't you?
I did. I should have just smacked the shit. I tried to get David, but that's David said won't look good.
Hey, so like a typical con, you said it couldn't be helped, right? Stepped on your foot.
Right. Yeah.
I like that.
Always dragging that fucking leg.
This is
that's the best. Jerry. And he takes it.
David soaks his story in irony.
Yeah.
As EB. Where are you, EB?
I'm really left out here.
What are you chewing?
Tobacco. You heard it all day. Tommy Lee Jones told me I could drink and chew tobacco, and it's difficult, but I did. But you know, I'm really trying to hear.
What are you trying to? Oh, what they're saying?
Eavesdrop. And they won't let me.
Maybe. Convene with Bullock and Utter, discover the details.
In a minute, I think, if I recall.
When you're doing a scene that close, do you worry about your breath?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah?
I put together. Do you worry about yours?
I guess sometimes I forget to worry about it. Except when I see the other actor back away.
Are their eyes blink rapidly?
Look at there. See, he's blocking the whole screen so you can't see.
You can't
I'm
see
really
you.
Left out. Tell me, Doctor, of the. I'm happy, though. I disagreed. There's a happier actor. I want to meet him.
Summoned me, sir. It was Charlie Utter. Used to be Wild Bill Hickok's best friend.
Oh, no wonder.
I see. Several of your ribs are broken.
You know, well, I cannot think of a person that could play that doctor better than he does.
No,
this guy makes it look so easy. he has read 65 physics books, and he is so...
He's got that crazy look.
His
too.
Back, his the research that he does for the part.
Oh yeah.
Does your path cross Mr. Utter's, Doctor?
Sometimes.
You might tell him that I own a letter said to be his best friend's last.
Dun,
dun, dun, dun.
I would consider giving it to him.
Huh. Brad Dourif's nominated for the award, wasn't he? The
message. I years think ago. So. Yeah, didn't. Yeah. The Cuckoo's Nest?
Yeah.
The
renewal of the
violence. He's the voice of Chuck.
I turned it down.
Chuck?
I turned it down.
I didn't
down.
Know this. I didn't do
well. Did yeah. you really?
You yeah. fucking lie.
Did I think I was bartending in New York. I might have turned down a showcase.
A scene night?
You ever eat any of that bread? Did you? I took a piece one day. Spit it out. Look at him.
Al.
There you go.
A new suit.
Nope.
The ruddy health of your complexion may bring the pattern out differently.
Did it sound, I'll see you to the widow's chamber. Sound like I was sucking back. Up there?
Yes, it does. Of course. I didn't thought you did a pretty good job.
The difference between you success and failure in Hollywood is knowing who to suck up to.
Yeah, I know.
Hearse man convalesces just to your right.
One thing at a time, huh?
Does Tim come back in this episode?
Yes.
He does,
yes,
huh?
Yes, he does.
He does.
This is fire engine.
If I
That's
recall...
That's a great shot. Look at that.
Mrs. Garrett, how do you do? Thanks for seeing me.
Wow.
Oh, this was a good scene. No, I remember this scene. Just the way she tells her about language the, and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's telling her about Mrs. Isringhausen, being a Pinkerton.
Late How did you meet
David Milch? Billy?
First time was for this job. You all both worked with him before, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I usually think is I got it because I hadn't worked with him.
Probably, huh?
No, but it was from the get-go. I couldn't believe what he...
Mr. Swearingen.
He acted like he liked what I read.
Mm-hmm. You read for EB?
Yeah.
When did you come in? Middle of the first year?
I came in... first season, like episode 3, Little, in the Bell Union comes
right,
to town.
That, yeah, 3 and 4, right? Yeah.
You frighten her.
I'll have that effect.
I think specifically it was your plotting against her life.
I'd take tea.
What do you wish to discuss?
Yeah, it looks nice to her, doesn't
it? I know.
Mrs. Ringhausen.
She's a Pinkerton.
Uh huh.
I don't find that credible.
That's the way they like it. Your husband's family chartered the agency.
Got a good fucking mustache, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're jailed or hanged,
he's sexy.
Bank your gold.
You know, he was. But, he was.
How do you support this contention?
Judas.
Oh, she's
back in the Jesus Christ days.
Wants to give me money
for what?
For Zeffirelli thing. Wasn't it Zeffirelli?
Confess.
I think so.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, he was fucking genius, man. He looked great.
How much have they offered?
50,000.
A couple more wrinkles.
Sexy
now,
Beast is
not much.
And how much
that's where
you ask
he was
of me as commission to tell the truth?
I don't like the Pinkertons. They're
and he just worked with Woody Allen, right? He's got some funny stories about
yeah. So you'd side with me on principle.
Now I'll finish my fucking sentence.
Excuse me.
I don't like the Pinkertons being the Hearst Combine and their fucking...
He's never wasted moves in either one of them, but I do more scenes with Ian and, you know, jittery and nervous, and he knows the camera, too, very well.
Anyways, those are my prejudices and personal interests for siding with you. Also, if you want to match their 50... That'll be between you and your God.
Does she look like one of those cameos?
She does look like a cameo. Yeah.
Do you work with them?
Classic beauty.
You know any scenes with her?
Yeah, I did. Pinkerton himself, that cocksucker. I think it was the first season after her father was beat by Bullock. Right out there. And I go over and I take her father's teeth to
you. Oh, yeah.
And we had a strange scene there. It was good.
Here's your daddy's teeth.
Here's his teeth. You want them?
We can make a nice necklace. Oh,
yeah.
How's your daddy doing? Good?
My daddy's doing real
good.
Tell
that child yeah. No
hard. Tell him I said hello.
I will.
In Huntsville.
Huntsville, Alabama, uh-huh. Yeah. He wrote and recorded a couple of songs for Deadwood.
Really?
That David bought. Yeah. Great. Yeah. Okay. He's a great country music singer and songwriter.
That's cool.
Hank Williams' backyard down there.
It is. Hank Williams is from Coleman.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Have we a new pope?
She's some fucky bee.
I won't fuck Chinese. I got a mother living yet.
See the jealous type?
You can't deny it is off-putting. How them Chinese girls' quivers don't run quite plumb?
That's a fucking libel and a myth.
Ted, man.
You'll never get my dime.
Yeah.
Another round, Tom.
Fucking Ted wrote himself in the goddamn scene. You know?
Leon Rippey.
Pathfinders, I call them. I call mine Johnny
Leon.
Okay. You ever hear
I love Leon.
Chinese whore.
Leon don't go out of the house, you know.
He doesn't? What do you mean?
He just don't leave. He don't go home. He don't go anywhere.
Out of his house?
Yeah.
Why not?
I got him over to my house once.
He and his wife? Yeah. They just stayed
yeah,
home?
Yeah, they came with, yeah.
He's an, Leon, we're speaking of. Right?
Yeah, Leon.
He's an ex-dancer. I was surprised to hear that.
What kind of dancer?
Oh, yeah.
On Broadway.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Song and dance,
and I
fella.
Worked in another Western, quasi-Western with him.
And this is the meeting you left out of.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Story of my life.
You didn't get any peaches.
No.
Yet for the sake of us all, the man that provoked him, employed by who he is, cannot be fucking.
Oh, that's Tim.
What was the provocation?
This Tim
stepped on my foot.
Stepped on it.
There he is, keeping my secret.
Mr. Utter. I'd want to tell us about a wagon drive he took last night. And was in
it lets me brag on the director. Wouldn't you think a scene like this is hard to shoot?
How the morning shift.
Round a table like that?
The background of the beat.
Not really.
No, predictable.
No.
No more than the incident's particulars are.
I'm kidding.
It would be hard for me to shoot. But you have written your own films.
No, I didn't
know. Shit. And people should get Last Night of Frankie the Fly.
Really?
Now you owe me.
Get steamrolled by the fucking alternative.
Which is what?
Which is them pissed off. They ain't getting treated special. Replacing us that
I tried to get them to put a permanent scar on
condescend, deputy?
Tim's head. Yelp so he wouldn't have to pain?
Jesus Christ.
Move it.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, really? Just yeah. Cut him up?
Cut him, yeah. Just fucking cut his head.
It is murder. Or more than one.
George Hirsch,
I would love to read one of David Stage's directions, but it would look like I actually thought about this before I came.
Well, you got
could
there?
You could you give you us got? A read yeah, of some stage directions well, so they'll know what goes on?
I was
on.
Out of town when this came on the air, and I confess I looked at it recently. Uh-huh. You think I could read it? Here's Tolliver's stage direction. Tolliver, relieved that Tolliver having provided occasion and opportunity, Utter has not revealed what Tolliver surmises correctly to be the real reason for the beating. Takes a non-judgmental but educative tone, implying what unanticipated catastrophic consequences for the collective can ensue from one individual yielding to casual irritations. So why shouldn't Powers Booth be great in the scene?
It's right there.
It's all there.
And Utter ain't. That leaves you speaking for the cap.
And he did that quite well, didn't he?
Yes, he did. All of them did. And there's great power in silence.
Where are you, E.B.?
Oh, you were left out. Yeah.
Who? Look. We transacted our business.
He says he has Hickok's last letter.
Oh. Dun, 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 dun.
Guilty.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I hear you say Wilcott wants to see Utter.
You know, I was somebody thinking, watching us say, well, what
did he say?
Tim didn't say too much. He didn't say too much in the scene.
Yeah, he didn't say shit in this whole episode.
That's why I'm saying there's great power in silence. Well, it works for Clint Eastwood.
Maybe he was left out.
However,
there you go.
Yeah.
Suckers. Watch this. Cut lickers.
That's the least like
public service was never my primary career.
E.B. Farnham that I am probably anywhere in this episode.
You come this way.
Oh.
I hope, Sheriff, us haven't just come to the consensus. You intend no further worrying on this matter.
Oh, I love Richardson.
To poor Richardson.
David is so hard on him. Last time, instead of hominid, he called him prehensile.
What the hell's a
what's
fucking
that?
Prehensile?
I keep a dictionary.
You're learning, goddamn it.
But Ralph Richardson is wonderful to work with.
By your get-together at the gym, I hope came to full fruition.
Yeah, remember here the hot first year? He's like an extra.
Yeah, right. he was a background player, too, and has a full-on
Ian McShane said nobody looks at anybody else when he's in the scene.
It's true.
That doesn't leave me much to go on.
I have friends that say Richardson is their favorite character right now.
Yeah.
He's great.
Well, your friends are fucked up.
Well, I know.
Mr. Bullock.
There he is.
Do they do it here? Is this
No,
yes, they do. They do. They
no,
show
I don't.
Penetration here.
They do?
Yes.
They do?
So maybe people watching will keep...
It's not television, it's HBO.
Sophia
has that's right.
You shave under your arm?
No, I have.
How long has it been going now? A couple weeks?
Yeah.
How long does it take to get a good growth?
For us girls, the girls have to grow their underarm hair on the show, so it takes it depends on the girl, I think. It takes me about 3 weeks to get
to get an inch?
Sort of kitten fur under there. Oh. No, it's
can you get like an inch?
We're not European, we're on deadwood.
Okay, can you
yeah.
Get, yeah.
I'll show you.
I feel.
And how long is it? Wow.
Better.
So it takes like well, I mean, it's like a beard.
Yeah, it probably doesn't, yeah.
It grows about that fast?
I don't know. How long does it take you?
With whom I met yesterday was not...
To get an inch worth, it probably takes me a month.
Yeah, so like a month, I think.
Or my
somebody will probably sell it on eBay one day.
Sell what?
Mustache hair? Women underarm hair, yeah. Joni,
I bet you could do that. Some clippings?
I bet you could click clippings. Joni Stubbs, underarm hair.
This is a good scene, though.
Little lockets,
or you could just trim yours.
Yeah, we'll sell mine. Pretend it's yours.
He's kind of noble in this scene, is he? Because he's offering, is he not offering to leave town?
I can't watch this fucking scene again. I saw it once.
Well,
I mean, Jesus
when he offers to leave to make it easier on her.
But what Farnham...
Hello?
In the morning.
What?
I wanted him to leave. I was going to step right in,
that's
number
right,
one.
Sheriff Utter.
You know?
Why would your leaving change in any material way my situation?
There's a great tension. You can feel it.
to your scene with who? In the camp.
Between these two.
You, Bullet, you and Bullet.
Me and Bullet.
I can
you
feel
and,
it.
Tolliver.
Fuck, I want to get out of town, man.
If you believe the change in my condition.
You're referring to Tim joking, but just beware if they start to compliment you too much. I'll take those put-downs. From my brief history in L.A., I'm more comfortable when they patronize, insult, pick on you.
Yeah.
And they start saying, I was on a TV series once, and the star of the show kept saying, oh, he's great, he's great. We couldn't do without him, you know. Tell the press next week. Gone. Not just him.
Really?
Others. So.
What was that? Newhart?
Will she be sorry?
Yes, that one was. I just have trouble with the hyperbole, that's all.
This was Tim's Tyrone Power move, I think, at the door.
He reminds me of Henry Fonda.
What, when you look back?
Yeah, young Henry Fonda.
That was pretty great.
He's got a new film coming out with Jennifer Garner. We don't. Oh, you got to know why he did
it. Yeah,
I might have something.
About a tiger in the title? What's the name of that?
Wild Tigers I've Known. And
another one? How wonderful, man. That's great.
Yeah.
You're on the way up. I'm on the way down.
They're not. I don't believe that, Billy.
No, but great. Did you do one?
Look at the lighting on. Look at the lighting on Powers.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like fucking Satan.
Oh, this man.
But so great looking, though. That's what, you know, Satan.
There's two actors with master's degree, well educated. Dayton, you went to college.
I went, and if I drove, I was in there, and I drove out.
you went to a kegger, and then you left?
Took me 3 years to go to a two-year school.
The three of us are pretty educated, right? Critiquing here.
Yeah.
Commenting, I should say.
Yeah, it's putting me to sleep is what it's doing.
Oh, isn't he
only
cute?
One would think, as mayor...
I don't know, Farnham.
Well,
I don't fucking know!
By all means...
We shot more scenes. And it got cut.
Yeah?
Between you and Powers?
Yeah.
Go back.
There's Ralph.
Oh.
Go back.
Aw.
Huh?
Hominid.
There they are.
Much more fucking mobile?
What's this about?
Oh, the Malcolms.
Remember when they had sex scenes
fucking
in the beginning?
Yeah.
Who's Harpin? The Jew?
Is this a love-hate relationship?
This is an example of ex-lovers being friends.
The Jew.
Well, kind of.
And fucking both awesome. Erratic with my decimals.
Do you believe
in
that? Being friends?
Harpin.
Well. Now it's unusual. It works for a little while. And then
move on.
Yeah.
Do not fucking fault them, Trixie, for your own fucking fears of tumbling to something new.
Meaning you want me back there. Secreted and listening in.
Attentive in particular
you
to talk.
You worked with Paula a little bit, too. You got a couple scenes, is that right?
Did I?
Paula.
I don't think I really have yet. We did the wedding scene. We danced all those nights in the finale. We danced all night, didn't we?
We did that.
She is responsible, is she not, for Michael Amoretta, the director.
Right. Being there, yeah.
Because they worked together.
Charlie Utter didn't have
I like this
in.
Scene.
Yeah.
No? This is where Paula comes in and tells him that Moses did all the heavy lifting, remember?
Charlie has for that Madam Joni Stubbs. If all her whores didn't make it to the wagon. And that
I don't remember.
When she comes back with an apology.
You could see what ensued in the thoroughfare.
And an insult.
He's very handsome.
He is, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Come arrest us.
Damn him.
I support your enlisting in her banking venture.
Good.
She is as you thought.
Did you see his new movie?
I sure did. He was terrific.
Going this weekend.
Yeah, you're going this weekend.
No, really, we're supposed to go this weekend to see Johnny Hawk's movie.
I apologize for my work with the decimals and my attitude over my errors. And since I do tend to be prickly when in the wrong, if you and your part was to realize Moses did the heavy lifting already.
That's a biblical reference.
And so forth. That might lighten the atmosphere, too.
Shouldn't his scar move? See, now he's got one on the other side of
him. No, he has two scars.
Oh.
His character's got all kinds of internal scars, apparently.
Before you turn to your numbers?
Don't we all?
Not me.
I don't have any.
No internal scars?
No. Well, Farnham's got issues. He's got a lot of issues. I do get mixed up sometimes.
A white male?
What are they doing?
Where? Issued from that Chinese whore hut.
Oh, I think this Paula got her boyfriend. This is her boyfriend.
That's right. It's Keith, yeah.
Comes down here.
There he is.
He just wants to see how the sex went with this guy, right? They're trying to figure out how to make more money.
What would that be to you? How to sell the Chinese whores.
Yeah.
They're under our care. We're their supervisors.
At a decent fucking removal.
I love Deadwood at night, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, say I did.
Yeah.
And they light up the street. It's so good.
I'm eager to know the result.
Except when you wear 2 to 3 hours of makeup and they can't see it. No, I'm just kidding.
You wear makeup?
This episode, last night I did.
You got a lot of shit on last night.
Don Rizzo.
What did you do last night?
Prosthetics.
Not
gum sewer.
A lot of fellas, you know, outpaced by white pussy's price. Well, thank you.
Did you guys work late last night?
I'm the man, man.
Not too late, but I'm still second-guessing myself how we could have done it better.
Really?
You know,
the worst.
It's a lot of fun last night.
Better suited than us in every fucking aspect.
Larry Cedar sent me an email one time with a nice message. I can count on one hand the people that say hi to Farnham or send him a nice message. Farnham's got a great memory.
Is that right?
Yep.
What'd Larry Cedar say to you?
Oh, just something warm and about good scene or something.
So he takes precaution to be sole sharer of his secret.
Oh, I bet a lot of people don't even know that William Sanderson has a website.
You do?
www.williamsanderson.net.
Really?
You got a website? You?
What happens? No, I don't know. I don't. Not that I know of.
Me neither.
I see guardians with him. Verify my thinking. He earns his bread shipping package.
Who the fuck is he talking to?
And the Indian head.
That's right.
May now make him reticent.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Chief will be my prop.
Oh, you chief. He just said it. I'd about to shut the fuck up. I'd have heard it.
Yes, Billy.
Wouldn't the head start to smell?
No. Sealed. It wouldn't come out of there.
Sealed in a box?
It's got wrappings.
Ah.
It's wrapped.
I love the Shakespearean nature of it.
And if there's a chance in 1,000, you people have been praying right.
Why can't doesn't the body or something get beyond smell after a while? Anyway, I mean,
I'm not real knowledgeable.
It's wrapped like a mummy. Is that what you mean?
No, the package is wrapped. It's in the box and in the package.
It's like smell can permeate that.
You think so?
Yeah.
You are terrific in this scene, Dave. Only because you're sitting here.
Oh, thank you very much.
It is terrific.
Miss, here she was. There she's gone.
I was thinking it was the one where Ian went to see you, but
It is.
All your scenes with...
Oh, actually, he comes to see me after.
With Robin work, man. There's more humanity here.
Billy, I got two of my favorites. Joni Stubbs.
It's fucking Thursday, Jane.
Love scenes with these kiddos.
5 days left.
Can't turn out a bad scene.
He's got the ladies.
Can't turn out a bad scene with these two girls.
We have one coming up, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Are you memorized?
Yeah. Not yet. I better be, though.
I know.
This one has a master's from NYU, I believe.
Well, yeah.
She doesn't look like it in the scene.
She does, that.
In the fucking graveyard, questioning dusk or dawn.
It was dusk.
I know it was dusk, because it's fucking night now.
I really like her. One time she lost her temper. They made her do something over and over first year. She walked over like a total pro and said, Bill, I hope you didn't take that personally.
No.
She's very thoughtful.
Yeah.
She just did Moon for the Misbegotten in San Francisco.
Yeah.
which I saw Colleen Dewhurst do on Broadway.
Did you really?
No. Right.
Robin got rave reviews for it.
Did she?
Yeah.
Hold on up. Hurry up. Christ's sakes.
All right, Charlie.
Oh, yeah. This is the first time we worked together, actually, Leanne and I. This, when he comes up here. 2 fucking years.
That was the scene I thought was coming up.
Yeah.
Evening.
See that?
I'm fucking closed. Banker's house, huh?
I'm going to ruin it when you tell him, get the fuck out of here, man.
That's where's it going anyway?
He still keeps my secret.
I may have paraphrased you.
Jesus Christ. She neglected to inscribe the destination.
The audience know. Or he's trying to con you right here.
You
right?
See the way it's all over my fucking back?
No. You're coming.
No.
You know,
there you go. I got a pro. There you go. See, he's more. He's 45 degrees. I'm. Give that
cocksucker. No.
Well, his trailer's bigger, too.
I was kidding him about it. I was kidding him about it. I said, Jesus Christ.
He has a jacuzzi in his trailer.
Well, he's number 2.
Poor fucking girl.
What number are you?
I've never seen a girl so distraught.
What number?
Wouldn't you be?
On this show?
Number 12.
Are you
being a man, yeah.
I came number 40. They had to give me number 12.
Yeah.
No, not to that.
It's a big cast.
It is. Fucking Powers got bumped up.
She told me to.
What number's he?
He moved up. Somebody died and they put him in the fucking spot.
I beg your pardon.
I know. I thought it was bullshit. You know?
She didn't see fucking nothing.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
This is a good scene.
So good, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Let me get this address put on. Evening.
I love Deadwood at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes if I'm shooting, I'll just hang out after I'm done.
Al!
That's what I know.
You know?
Al? Why, Al?
Why, E.B.? Because being president of that meeting and made as you are, blackmail would have proved irresistible. And pursuing it would have gotten you murdered.
See? He knows
you.
He knows you.
Am I still a mayor?
And saved
Do
life.
You believe him?
For all of me?
Yeah, I believe him.
Perpetuity.
I mean,
I think they just forgot to tell you to come over.
No. Well, he's just, Farnham's just trying to survive, just like William Sanderson.
Another similarity.
Mm-hmm. That they have in common.
Don't think that's the idea anymore, Dan. What happened to Tolliver?
W. Earl Brown.
Yeah.
When Earl speaks with a southern accent, I feel better. And when Kim speaks and when Sean, I just feel, you know, nothing against
the
rest of the country.
Really?
I need to hear, be able to understand.
I know. I can listen to Kimmy talk to me all day.
I know. Melted butter.
All day.
My Alabama twine.
Yeah, just talk to me, Kimmy. Don't sound good shit what you say. You know?
And when you did the Big Apple, did you have to speak differently? A little.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think I did have a little of my accent.
But not much.
Not much, but I think I did have a little of it.
Obviously, it worked.
I can get rid of it sometimes, Billy.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
It's hard, though. It's hard to
well,
get rid of it.
Well, why do it? I like it.
That meeting was bullet. That avoided putting his pet interests, innocence, so forth, guilt, fucking who did what to fucking who, before the needs of the fucking camp.
What's that move?
Dan got his band going?
Tonight. And Johnny Hawks, are you going to go see him? Makes the
world fucking tonight?
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, fuck.
I'll be there with flowers and wine. And
are you going?
Lie.
I'm going to try to go.
Billy don't go nowhere.
I've heard them both.
Oh, yeah, I've been heard. Uh-oh.
I get a little jealous.
Uh-oh.
Would you pay?
What are you really grabbing?
None of your business.
That way I keep my illusions.
Hey, borrow this beauty, Jack.
Uh-oh. I know he was thrilled.
I'm sure
Nick,
you were.
He was great in that.
Got him fucked up, Si.
Resorting to old behavior here.
Uh-huh.
His day was busy.
He's drunk?
Something like that.
Sweetheart.
You give it to him at the end of this scene, I believe, don't you, a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
give them to God and move on.
Very nice at the end.
Hell, you didn't have to see him. Fucking throat's cut.
Prettiest bell in the road.
Clean up their gore.
Don't tell me. Look at that. Cleaned up anyone's gore, sorry.
Even when you're fucked up, you're pretty.
You're awfully sweet.
Your friend Maddie's problem, young lady, didn't want to get old. Well, who the fuck does?
Shut up, Si.
But them of us with stamina and fortitude don't go searching out some maniac with a straight razor to put us from our fear.
Stop talking.
I won't stop talking. I'll show the fucking future my neck. Not permitted in a fucking friend.
You got a lot of shit with powers, huh?
A lot of stuff with powers, yeah.
I propose instead you and me, Miss Stubbs, wrestle the fucking future to the ground.
That's a nice line.
Fix your place up, get all new stuff. Open the fuck back up.
Wrestle the future to the ground.
What happened there, and those who know ain't gonna say.
Was that Jody Worth's line? Who is a great writer.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. His dad produced
at least as your friend.
Lenny Bruce movie. He's a co-writer with David on this, right?
I think so.
Maniacs loose in camp. You'll avoid that fucking place. Move back here, Joni, where I can fucking protect you.
You got it going
on
there, girl.
He's always want me to go back.
You got it going on there. You can see that.
It's coming here, the part I like.
What the fuck did you come here for? Not to be protected. Don't be like your dead fucking friend. Afraid to face the truth.
Mm. I was just looking to turn a trick.
Boy, Mr.
Hutter. I didn't know how this scene was going to work.
You agree, shaking hands.
I says, oh my God. But it came out okay.
I come from my partner's letter, which you told Doc Cochran.
It's so great. You couldn't help yourself, right? You had to go get it.
I can't guarantee it's genuine. It has the feel of authenticity. And it's clear he would want her to have it.
David said, stay out there and look around the corner.
Farnham-esque.
Yeah.
Prudence dictates my requiring in return.
He was incredibly helpful in this scene.
Your account of what Miss Stubbs told you.
I get a little insecure when he's not there.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's like oftentimes you don't know how it's going to play, and he comes and he just sort of gives you all the different layers. And
she who set you upon me.
Yeah.
Agnes, darling, if such should be, we never meet again. While firing my last
he said, close the door so nobody hears. This spook.
Except when Greg Feinberg's directing, and we don't need that.
Oh, yes. No, I love Greg.
You do?
I love Greg Feinberg.
He's nominated for an Emmy Award.
He is nominated.
No, fucking Greg is fucking incredible. Don't you think?
Yes, I do.
Not only is our fucking producer great
he also
at producing.
He loaned me this tape of this show.
He did.
Believe it or not, I didn't have it.
You cheated. What did I say? Can we run that back? No, I'm kidding.
Freeze it. Pause
we're
it. Pause
out of here.
It.
I think we're putting everybody to sleep.
That's what I believe we worked together on a thing called Maximum Bob.
But I loved working with Greg Feinberg.
Shut up. Is he even going to listen to this?
We got it.
Greg.
You just want another dressing room, bigger dressing room.
No.
What, you don't like being next door to me?
I love... I'm in between you and Jane.
And Jane, that's right. We'll keep an eye on you.
Yeah, huh?
One of my embarrassing moments, I was next to her last year accidentally.
Uh-oh. Who, me or Jane?
Upscale dressing room. And I said, we're neighbors. 2 days later, they had put me back.
Put you back.
But I dressed in my car to work with David Mills.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like Picasso.
Oh, I love David, too.
Live anywhere just so he could paint.
Oh, David Mills. Yeah.
I love Joni Stubbs.
Look at that. Oh, my! Look at those lips. I'm sorry, Kim, right in front of you. But, oh, my God.
I love Joni Stubbs. Oh, this is good. That was nice.
This is a pretty shot.
Ain't it?
Waiting for her fate, right?
This is... I'll use Robin's words, love fest. We better say something.
Wow, that was a nice ending. I forgot.
I must be strong now.
Not afraid to die?
No. I love Greg Feinberg, though.
I love everybody.
Oh, I forgot.
Or
who
I tried to.
Who else do I love? Hurry up before we get even run down. I love Tim Oliphant. Don't you love working with Tim?
I do,
and Ian,
I do.
And David. And, well, who's singing this song? I bet you could sing
Dolly
this song.
Dolly Parton. Loretta Lynn.
It's not. It's
pretty words, though.
Named Madeline something.
That's a good one.
It's so good, isn't it?
This is something my friends have shared company with. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What is Red Bull? You ever hear where David got Red Bull from?
Mm-hmm.
He told me once. He needed a name. He was looking. He goes, how about Red Ford? So Red
Bull. Oh, really?
Well,
hi.
It's easier to do when you have a script, you know?
Yeah, totally.